All right, guys, December 31st, the last day of Pray Today. It has been a wonderful journey with you. For those of you who jumped on at the beginning of the year, you did it. Hopefully you grew through the devotions. Hopefully you grew because you were challenged, and I didn't give you easy things to do. This wasn't get together and say a fluffy prayer. This was let's grow, let's dig in, let's be challenged. God, I'm so thankful to God for the growth of the people who took part in this. Maybe you've just developed this last year a consistent prayer life. And I want to give God praise for that today. Maybe you've had that consistent time with God for years or even decades, and this was just another way to have some focused prayer on a certain topic each day. And if so, we want to give God praise for that. Maybe you joined us late in the year. Maybe you hit these Pray Today sporadically and you realized that those days you did it, there was something that God had for you that day. So many times people have said, oh, Pray Today was for me today. And that's the goal. It's for you. It's for all of us. Even for myself, when sometimes I pre-recorded these days ahead, or sometimes weeks ahead, sometimes hours ahead, and sometimes I wanted to change the topic because it was a tough topic and something that I was dealing with, and I knew I was going to have to practice what I preached. But here we are. Hopefully we've all grown. Let's give God thanks today for what he's done in this last year with Pray Today. Lord, thank you for the vision of Pray Today. Thank you for the people whose lives have been touched. Not to me, but to you be the glory, Father. Thank you, God, for Kale and Nathan and other staff members who have contributed. Alicia, who contributed to gathering things together and making this happen. Thank you, Father, that people have grown. Thank you that people have set time out to focus on you. And Lord, we don't want it to end here. May we go into 2022 continuing to grow. We know that everything in your church that's good will stem from the spiritual growth of your people. God, the people hearing this today, would you encourage them to step up and lead in their church if they don't already do so? And they don't have to have a certain kind of job or a certain kind of income or certain kind of training. They just need a heart for Jesus. And God, for the people listening to this today who are thinking to themselves, maybe this comment was for me, it is. That it's time to step up and to connect to God's family through relationships with other believers and through serving for a greater purpose. Thank you, Lord, for Pray Today. Thank you for what you've done, and thank you for what's ahead. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you all.